Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my Nerd... My ridiculous nerd talk, only longer and dumber. I'm reading this. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Brandon's not here. Scratch that part. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. I think he might be one quarter alligator and two parts manatee. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification or a manatee vessel for...
Also human gratification.
Meatification for an alligator. I don't know. I siege.
Niola, one chung howdy, chilama.
Sorry, I just kind of fizzled out there. I ran out of steam.
It's all good. It's all good. You're looking excited yet tired.
Yeah, I feel that way. I feel excited yet tired. Yeah. I found myself last night standing in a parking lot by myself with a small glass jar of sake,
totally nude,
drinking before the Sounders match.
Ah.
And let's just say that's not like a that's not a highlight of my life.
But no, it was great.
Yeah, I ended up leaving at halftime because I was kind of drunk on a Sunday night, and
to work. You are the morning show host, so you have to be there early.
Yeah, it was early 4:31 when the alarm went off. I'm sure Greg can relate to that. Speaking of which, helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we get right. You could tell a friend. You could write a review. Find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. Yeah. Siege.
I just, I got some reviews this week.
Oh.
I got them in person.
Oh.
And they were from my father.
Oh, great. That's right. I forgot that you were giving me live updates of your father listening to the podcast full blast in the other room.
Oh, yeah. I just found out how much my dad actually listens to this show. And he's
an Ed, right? Isn't he an Ed?
Ed.
What's up, Ed?
Yeah.
What's up, dummy?
So he listens to it. He doesn't do it with like headphones or anything.
No.
He's laying in his Barca lounger or Lazy Boy. I don't know what brand it is.
Yeah, that's fine.
But he's just laying.
He's
back
reclined.
Yes, he's reclined.
Yeah.
With his phone plugged in and at maximum volume, laying on his chest, staring at the ceiling, shaking his head while listening to us.
You know, once upon a time, Brandon and I went to a soccer match with my father-in-law, and he said, well, you guys sure do a quantity of jokes.
Yeah. I can tell you that that's kind of basically how Ed's review was here. I mean,
By the way, my father-in-law, also an Ed.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So two Eds agree.
Multiple Eds agree. We are a quantity of jokes.
Quantity over quality. That is us, everybody.
What's funny is, like, he doesn't listen to any of the other ones I do. He doesn't listen to the true crime show, the sports show, the comedy show. Yeah. He's never seen me do stand-up, and he's never listened to me on the radio. He has only listened to this podcast. He also thinks I cheat at Guinness, but we all know it's gravy.
Has he ever heard any of your guesses?
No.
Yeah,
he has, but he's just like, what? You're wrong.
Yeah. Like, one day the answer's gonna be 420 or 69 420 or whatever, and you're gonna be right, and then maybe we'll accuse you of cheating, as opposed to being like, on a scale of 1 to 31,000, what do you think this number is? And Gravy's like, I'm one off by saying 21,804, but it's actually 805. And then we're like, okay,
sure, Gravy.
Yeah, sure, Gravy. And you're just like 420. So that's fantastic. Thank you for listening. Ed, driving up those numbers is, if that's great. Tell Linda I say what's up, and that maybe she could listen on her phone simultaneously so we could get two streams.
She shouts from the other room. I would wish that they would play at the same time.
Yeah.
Get us another one.
I am sorry, Ed, that the way that you're consuming the talent and humor that is your child is on this program, where we put together the show 3 minutes after we were supposed to start. So I was like still typing things in. So anyway, wow, that was a laugh. That was weird. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Well, that's cool. You get up to anything this week, Siege? Great.
Maybe.
We last week's episode was a really interesting one because it was just you and I, because Gravy, I don't know, fell off the face of the sun or something like that, and
didn't even say goodbye. Just didn't even send us a message that he was gone. Just disappeared. Out.
Yeah, I figured the frustration probably.
I thought he died.
Yeah,
I was so disappointed when he showed up later.
I had a great time though. Is had a great time with that episode, and then I went back and listened to it, and it was like very slow paced. It was very like it did not get cooking like when you have multiple people or a Brandon or whatever. We just kind of took our moseyed. I think
is yeah, what I'd say. We definitely had our took our sweet time with it. But I mean, you know, sometimes it's okay to lean back and take a little drift.
Oh, I'm not upset about it. I just thought, I was like, oh man, that was that episode was that was hopping right along. And then I listened. I was like, no, it wasn't. You said like 600 times, Greg,
in the first
4 minutes. So yeah,
well, you were having a fantastic hair day. So
I was.
I mean, all bets are off. You don't have to do anything.
I was just lost in the gaze of my own eyes.
You're still looking good today. Like, this is more like the tussled look.
This one. My child has been off of school since a week ago Friday. His school takes all of the week off for midwinter break, but then because President's Day was the first day, we got a bonus day off today, and I am so ready for that kid to go. He's being wonderful, and I'm so ready for him to go back to school. So, okay. Yeah, well,
look at this guy.
He's the author of Architecture Across Eastern Washington. Let me try that
look
again.
Look where he is.
He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, broadcasting from Harry Potter's Mansion. Is that what they call it? Hogwarts? Is that what it is? Are you in Hogwarts?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Okay, good. He's formerly our littlest boy, currently our biggest blimp enthusiast. Some used to call him Tony Pizza, but to you, it's Mr. President of the HOA. He's Brandon from the internet.
Or, as we like to call him in the chat, Emperor Dickface.
Oh, or really? That.
I didn't know.
You don't stick around for that?
Apparently not.
Oh, no wonder you don't answer when I call you that.
I always think it's Lord. Like, it's kind of mean when it's kind of it's oh shoot, nope, don't do that. It's funny to make jokes about people that are mean when the people can hear them, but all of a sudden when they can't hear them, it's not very funny. So now I'm just a little offended that you called me Emperor. Okay, it is still pretty funny.
Well, see, it's literally pretty, in our chat that
pretty, it's pretty funny.
So. Would be reading.
Well, what chat? What
okay,
chat?
Let's not go
we've
too
like,
far.
We have like six. We have like six chats.
There's only two important chats. There's the Instagram and the text, right?
Master Butt Theater.
Yeah, Master Butt Theater. Siege, update, please.
Now I have to update the chat name. Thank you.
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
I am. You guys ever get migraines?
Oh yeah, all the time.
No,
me either. I never do. And then I got one today. And then there's this like weird thing that happens when you're coming out of a migraine where you feel like
jorking it.
Also terrible. I mean, a little bit. The amount of like the Excedrin kind of does that to your body.
Where did that come from? That was amazing.
Where did that come from?
Whoa, I'm not even going to beep that. That was great. Brandon, unfortunately, when you type, we can hear you type. So you got to switch to your in-ears if you can, or no. You can. That's fine.
Okay, no, sorry, I just won't type. I just
just make it terrible.
Was commenting in the Discord. So
make it worse.
How was Arizona?
Oh, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was so fine.
All right, fun. Up next.
There was a, it was not very hot, but compared to here, it felt amazing.
What's not very hot? Daytime temperature.
Daytime temperature, like the week that we were there, the max was like 60, or no, I guess one day it got up to like 72, which is like perfect for
me. That's cold.
But the rest of the time it was probably right around like 60.
Oh, that's my dream day.
Which was perfect. I mean, like it was a little cold in this if you were not in the direct sunlight.
Dry.
And then if the clouds moved away for a second, you were instantly on fire.
You get all ashy.
And then, so this is probably, you guys are kind of more of the space people in the.
Love space, yeah.
Yeah, you guys love space and physics.
As in from space?
Yeah. No, I'm a little bit of an idiot. and so when
let's,
I was.
Let's let Ed decide that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed, if you're listening, on a scale of 1 to 10 after you hear this, please let me know.
Great.
The Ed already knows I'm an idiot. I was.
No, hold on. Update. There are two Eds who now think that we have a quantity over quality of jokes.
Oh,
there's my father-in-law, and then there's Siege's father.
Oh, man. Ed is such a good. Ed is definitely a dad name. That,
it is. It is.
Yeah. Ed, hey, Gravy, what's your dad's name? We talked about this, haven't we?
His name is Don. Donald.
That's a good, yeah, it's a dad name.
His name's Mike.
Yeah, it's Mike. Yeah.
I'm changing it.
Yeah.
Everybody calls him Donnie.
Donnie.
Donatello. All right. He's got a cares of bow staff. It's crazy.
That's my son's what if our name. Four dads were not the Donald. Ninja Turtles?
Oh, whoa.
My dad would definitely be the one building the robot body for Krang.
my dad cannot be a ninja. He fell in the driveway this morning.
Oh, is he okay?
I mean,
does he walk with a cane now so he can be Master Splinter?
No, but he runs with cocaine.
Yes.
Anyway,
it's my father.
Brandon, why are you an idiot?
Okay, so
debatably.
Every time, no, not debatably, like 100%. This is stuff I should have known. As soon as I looked it up, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. So
yeah.
I thought, as I was walking the dog yesterday, I was like, man, every time the sun came out in Arizona, it was so hot. But like way hotter than when the sun comes out in Spokane. And I was like, I wonder if it's because we're closer, like how many miles close? Cause you know, you think like maybe just like being a mile closer to the sun, based on the Earth's tilt would have made it hotter. And then it's just the degree of the direction that the sunlight hits the Earth, which I'm like, yeah, it's 100%. As soon as I read it, I was like, yeah, that's obviously it. I'm an idiot.
You're closer to the equator.
No, I know that, but I was thinking also maybe the reason the equator is so warm is because of how much closer it is to the sun. I was very tired this week. I had a migraine. I've been I'm just
that dry air.
Yeah, I didn't take the drugs for a couple of days. Yeah,
I've been hiding stuff in your walls. It's I've got an important question from the group chat.
Okay.
Today you sent a picture. I need you to give the context and then the answer to the question. You sent a picture of a Taco Bell neon sign and you said, "Should I buy this?" And we all said, "Are you stupid?"
Yeah, just buy the damn thing already. Why did you even ask the question? I was hoping you had already
it. It's another thing to hide in my wall.
Yes! Like a squirrel, and then you can away from the tree until you guys fall out on the ground. I'm sorry, I'll stop swearing. Me in the future, who has to edit this?
It wasn't even a Taco Bell sign. It was a Taco Bell Express sign. It was in terrible shape. It was in very bad shape.
Seattle
is the city of neon. You can get that fixed any street corner.
This
Seattle
place,
is in Spokane.
Yeah, there's a whole there's a neon museum in Spokane.
Yeah.
there's a store in Spokane. I call it, I don't even know the real name of it. I call it Four Floors of Doors. Because it is a warehouse.
That's its name, obviously. Yeah. That's awesome.
Doors?
You go down an alleyway, probably where my dad lives. You go down an alleyway.
You past walk the four floors of
under
horror.
A bridge.
you literally walk under a sky bridge. You walk up a loading ramp of like a where old timey trucks would go because this building is ancient. And you go up and you go in and it is literally thousands of doors. Like, think Monsters, Inc., but less organized. Has Greg seen a film? Sandlot?
Yes. Yes to both, actually.
What?
I have seen Monsters, Inc. I don't remember it, but I have seen it.
Anyway, this place, four floors of doors, you go in and there are just thousands of doors. And you go, the only way to get up to the other floors is on this massive freight elevator. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Four floors of doors. Like, do you like go inside the room and it's full of doors?
Yes.
Like, if you're like remodeling your house,
yes.
Or are you just trying to say that there's a lot of doors?
No,
and, like,
no. It's just like it's a bunch of doors stacked on each other. The guy that owns it, that still works there, has owned it for 50 years.
Clearly,
he has long, curly gray hair. He looks like he could play Dumbledore in the new Harry Potter live action. Except he'd be like a redneck.
I was hoping for Sideshow Bob.
He'd be like redneck Dumbledore.
Double doors. Dumble four floors of doors.
Double doors, four floors of doors. We got a title, everybody.
That's it.
Anyway, you go up to the second floor, and there are thousands more doors. There's also a bunch of windows. And
this is like, you're a realtor, and so this is for like when people would be like, maybe they would want to put a new front door on their house, and like maybe they want something that's like got
also,
a window in it.
Yeah, if you want any of those things, or you want like an old Aboriginal sculpture with a lady whose boobs are like pointy and long and pointing straight out. Same place. You can find those at the same place.
Can you go there and get that for me?
If you want an entire old, like literally early 1900s horse-drawn carriage that is on the second floor. You could buy one of those there.
You are the Lord of Horse Ghost Manor. How? Yeah.
Or if you want that Taco Bell neon sign, Taco Bell Express neon sign, you could buy that there.
So did you buy it?
No, I didn't even. I was there looking for a door from my mother-in-law's house to help her find a door. I like
sure
it is
got another one from the Taco Bell Express.
It's like thrifting, except it's just a
for doors.
Bunch of doors.
I understand the concept.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you like. How much was the Taco Bell?
There was no price on it. I was okay.
It's priceless. It's obviously.
I looked online to see like what a Taco Bell Express, because I was like, oh, maybe it's like a hidden gem. Like it's just some, you know, one man's trash. And I went and looked and like on eBay.
One man's trash, another man's trash.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think that's what it would have been. Because like a Taco Bell Express, like this thing was in rough shape and a Taco Bell Express sign in like mint condition. Do you have any mint condition time? A holographic Taco Bell Express sign?
I can just see you on like Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
How like, much is a mint condition?
I can give you like $4.
Mint condition was like $3.99, like $400, like that's
I thought you were gonna say $4.
Yeah, but I mean no, it's like $399. I think that they would have probably charged me like a couple $100 to do this, and then you would have had to restore it, which just seems ridiculous.
I wonder if you can get one
restore
made.
A Taco Bell Express sign that I found at a door store.
At the door store,
at
double doors,
four floors of doors. Come on down to Double Doors, four floors of doors. We have Taco Bell signs.
And this weird titty thing.
And this weird Aboriginal titty sculpture.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sad. I understand.
I mean, I'm sure it's still there. I can
go
back.
I
can go check and see what the price is.
Can you call and see what the price is, do you think? Like, can you?
This place is they only take cash.
Ooh.
Or no, sorry. Their sign says cash or
drugs.
It says cash or good checks. Just to make it very clear that you cannot write them a bad check. Hey, it's our policy. We wrote it right there.
Yeah, like flip.
And I don't think that there's a price on anything. Like, I think you take it to Dumbledore. Double Door? Is his name Double Door? You take it
no,
to
Dumbledore. He's not Double French.
Dong.
Okay. If he was French, that would be like, that's a French
joke. So you take it to Double Dong, and he just...
No, no, no. That is Requiem for a Dream. That's who you take it to.
And he just, like, finds it at the computer, whatever, like, spot in his brain that he can come up with the price for a door and or a Taco Bell Express sign.
Sure. So it was like in Seattle, there used to be this record store. I don't know if it's still around or not. I don't think it is, but it was called Bop Street Records. And the same guy... Owned it that you're talking about. Yeah. Different human, but same guy.
Same guy,
know?
Yeah.
And Bop Street had four floors of records or whatever, you know? It was like crazy. It was like an old house. And you would go in and like lots of stuff didn't have a price on it. And so you went up to the guy and like you were like, how much is this? And if you were like being a dick or if you weren't like... If he didn't think that you got how cool that was, no matter how cool it actually was, then he would just charge you whatever he wanted. So he'd be like, $600. And you'd be like, what? And then I could go up, you know, afterwards and be like, how much for that? He could be like, $11.99 or whatever. And it was just like one of those, it's up top in his like memory banks, how much it's going to be. But then there's also significant bias. Also, good checks only.
It's like high fidelity.
Yeah.
In real life. Wait, Greg. Has Greg seen that film?
Has Greg seen film?
High Fidelity.
Yes.
Whoa.
Here's the thing.
No.
What's the other one?
But what do you mean the other one?
There's the other one that everybody in the music industry loves about the record store. What's it called?
Empire Records?
Empire Records, maybe? With Jack Black is in it or whatever?
Well, Jack Black was in High Fidelity.
Joke is that Greg hasn't seen Empire Records, probably.
No. I've seen both of those movies, and I can never keep them straight in my mind. It's like, it was the 6-foot bong was a thing in college, and so this was a time where that happened.
I know that.
So,
the Gilly Monster.
Yeah, Empire Records. Was that what it was? Wait, what?
Empire Records was the one with
Cusack?
Liv Tyler. High Fidelity was the one with Cusack.
Okay, see, I just get them mixed up all the time, so I should go
back.
They're
like completely different ends of the spectrum, but...
I get it! I'm just broken! I'm sorry!
It's okay.
For once, I've seen a film, and then... Jesus, dude, settle down.
Listen to this guy!
Good God.
You've seen four films in this episode.
Oh
that
my
gives
God.
You all okay. the carte blanche to swear and drop as many
no
F-bombs as you want.
No more movies this episode, okay? I've ruined it already. Listen, I told you I've hit rock bottom. I'm drinking out of a weird bottle in an alley before a soccer match, and now I've seen films. Like,
are you back on fast food yet?
Not really. I still haven't. Like, I've been a couple times since the beginning of the year, but, like, not... I've probably eaten twice, I think. I had Taco Bell once.
That was another thing. Ed claimed all your unused
McDonald's points.
Oh, that's
right. I have expiring McDonald's points. And he was like, yeah, I'll use those. If he's not going to, I'm going to use them. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And then
he convert them to buy an Aboriginal titty statue?
Yes.
I'm going to give Siege my login for my McDonald's, I think, and just let him use up the points. Because you can't really use a ton at once, you know, because they're trying to keep you from doing that. You can do like one thing per order or whatever. But if every time you go, you could get like a free Big Mac or whatever, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that sucks.
Every 15 minutes or however long it is between the orders.
The refresh rate.
It feels like if they're going to let you earn the rewards, they got to let you use them how you want to use them. Like if you want to not use any of your rewards for 20 years and compile, you know, millions
and then
of,
just
of
buy
rewards
a
and then buy a franchise. Yeah, they should reward that.
I'm not your general manager. I will be called Lord Gerg.
I'm Emperor Dickface.
Hello? Well, this is exciting. Okay, well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do This Week in Dreams on Nerd Talk Plus. Brandon, you were saying in the break, you just remembered something about Arizona?
I just remembered something about Arizona. It's that there are so many wizard birds in that place.
Whoa! In real life?
But different wizard birds.
Like the ones with the clan?
Yeah. they were grand wizard birds.
They were grand wizard birds.
They played for the U.S. National Hockey Team.
They were male. Yeah. To be clear.
I was hoping they were maybe Baja Blast Birds.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, is that what it, that was the whole thing?
That was the whole thing, and it just made me miss. Do you have the Wizard Bird sound on the keys over there, big guy?
Oh. Yeah! Wow!
It doesn't, no, it doesn't do it, Jen, because I every time I heard a bird down there, birds in the Southwest sound so cool. All of the birds sound so much cooler than the, like the birds down there are singing, and the birds up here are just shouting at you constantly.
That's, well, right.
That's because you're thinking of turkeys and what's the other one? And the Stellar Jays that just scream.
Yeah.
I remember you being like, man, there's a Stellar Jay that's outside my office window or whatever. And I was like, oh, they're the worst. And you're like, no, it's awesome. And then like the day later, you're like, no, they're
the worst.
Worst.
Yeah.
No, this sucks.
Yeah, they're beautiful, but yeah, also the goddamn worst.
What's the one that's that does the bossa nova call? You ever, that, there's one bird that's always like.
Awesome. No.
I've
never thought of it that way. There was one outside of the radio station. This is from a different era. There was one outside the radio station where it would repeat the car alarm that had been going off for years. Because it used to be before cars were now. Yeah. It would just like do that. Like just on repeat all the time. And it was like, just, it's a different era. I don't know. Brandon, you probably don't remember, but that's a different time. Remember when everyone had a car alarm on their thing, like as an aftermarket thing that you would add, and then it would be too sensitive or whatever. Someone would like drive by with like a loud car and it would set off all the car alarms.
Somebody just shooting a guns in the neighborhood and they'd go off.
What happened to car alarms? Yeah, especially in Arizona.
Car alarms are the worst. They just,
I know, but
because every time you hear a car alarm, you don't think, oh no, somebody's stealing a car. You think, would somebody please
shut up? Yes. All it does is notify you that somebody broke your window and took your stereo, because it's not like you got out there quick enough to like do anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, what was the fixation for so long? Like, why did everyone get one? I had one and the long distance beep, beep that you could do from afar on my Nissan 350Z. What a car that was. Good God.
Man, I had the same thing on my Mitsubishi 3000 GT.
Yeah, the Dodge VR4. Stealth of Japan.
Hell yeah.
It's the same car, but it was...
Exactly. All they did was put the spoiler in a different spot.
Dude, the spoiler on the Stealth, I'm sorry, Siege. The spoiler on the Stealth was awesome. It was better than the Mitsubishi.
Right at the base of the window, yep.
Yeah, it was cool.
I had one of those cool alarms... go ahead.
There was the show about the Dodge Stealth, right? On
yeah, that's right.
No, it was a Viper.
It was called Viper, but the guy drove a Dodge Stealth.
Awesome.
Okay. thank you for Gravy in the chat letting us know that a bird called the Blackface Solitaire, which probably does really well with the Grand Wizard bird,
goes right with the Blackface Stackness.
Best friends. Best friends. They're both in the Senate, so that's great.
Song is described as a hauntingly beautiful and slow flute-like tune that has a high-pitched melancholic quality, often likened to a slow jazz or bossa nova tempo.
Is that how it goes?
So, of course, the bird that I love in Spokane does blackface.
Of course.
Hell yeah. I mean, we had the blackface Baja Blast bird.
Oh, yeah.
Baja Blackface.
Baja Blackface.
That's how I taught my kid the nursery rhyme.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Wow. That was a really long beep.
All right. Yeah, that was a long. That was very odd.
To be fair, that's where I should have gone with it. I couldn't think of like what would be the next. Like, so it is the only logical rest of that song.
That's fine. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Right. Leads me into our new segment, This Week in Taco Bell. This week I had a Crunchwrap Supreme, and I subbed out the lettuce and tomato for nacho fries. This has been This Week in Taco Bell.
I wish you had a flush for the end. Well, guys, since we're talking about birds, and this is Nerd Talk,
Bird talk.
Let's move on to bird talk. Literally what I have written here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember writing this story, so we're going to explore it together. This was something that didn't get talked about last week, but I often speculate on the future of robots in the military, but Russia has taken a path that I'm a little caught off guard by. They're scientists who put computer chips into the brains of pigeons to turn them into bio drones. They get a little camera with a little cute little backpack and solar panels. Then they fly around. Controllers can zap their pigeon brains to navigate to where they're needed for spying.
What?
Apparently, when they're not being zapped, the pigeons operate normally. So, I think that the only thing that this is missing is that they also need control over the cloaca. So that way...
they dropping can also, bombs wherever they want to.
Yeah, they can also just, like, insult to injury and just, like... I spied on you, and then I pooped on you.
Agent, it's like Manchurian bird candidate.
Agent McHale, we will mark your target. How will you mark my target?
No. God damn it.
Oh, there he is.
That concludes another episode of Bird Talk.
That was poor...
I'm crying. I'm
sorry. Yeah. Just wait till you have to relive this while your parents are listening to it full blast in the other room. Full Baja Black Face blast.
Linda's going to walk in. Ed, what did you do?
The problem is I feel like you might have just that you have access to a pretty nice studio. Like that just is
that
you.
That is his ass. That is his ass for sure. No one else uses that microphone. It's fine.
That was my special mic.
The radio station I worked at for a long time before moving to Seattle, there were many, many farts recorded on the microphones that we all shared. And, well,
oh, Jesus.
We survived. It's all right. I think. Yeah. Okay.
I like that the Discord, in case you guys maybe already touched on this in the intro,
NerdTalkPlus.com.
NerdTalkPlus.com. Find our Discord. Come and hang out with us there. Gravy is currently leading a live chat of just him and my brother. Oh, no, look, there's Eric. Cool. Thank you, teacher brother, for always engaging.
I thought about teacher brother last night. I was at the Seattle Sounders match, and I thought about how our stupid... Oh, I used hot garbage on the radio today, too, just so you know. I was thinking about how our stupid podcast... Your brother went out and bought a Sounders jersey that said Brad Smith on the back of it, because they called him Brad Smith.
Right.
And he went. He spent actual money to get that done, and I was like, "Oh my god, what have we done?" I know that there's like a lot of Sounders related podcasts out there doing interesting things, and there was talk in the chat about doing an episode of the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. But then I thought about it, and I was like, I don't listen to any of them, so to be fair, but none of them were doing what we were doing.
Yeah, it was sumo.
Which was arguably not a soccer podcast.
Desecrating soccer. But no one's talking Schmetz House, you know what I mean? Like, no one was like...
That's right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I think this is an episode of Full 90.
It's our dumb podcast, Full 90 Soccer Time, Nerd Talk, it's all the same thing. It's all... we just dress it up to pretend like it's not, but it's all the same nonsense. It's all...
I wonder if Brad Smith is still playing...
this is exactly
he's in
the
league. I thought he was on DC United last year or something.
I feel like he's probably 40 by now.
Guys,
I have no idea, though.
FC Cincinnati. Who knew?
Oh, look at that.
He spent a couple games with Houston Dynamo 2 on loan in 2023.
Wow.
Now, listen, teacher brother, if you really want to take the joke to another level, you get an FC Cincinnati Brad Smith jersey. It could be your Eastern Conference team. Awesome.
Okay. Oh, on 26th of November, the team announced that they had declined Brad Smith's contract option. So
So he is currently without team?
Currently without a team. So
I take back. Do not, Steven, I hope you kept listening. Do not get that jersey.
He paused right there and went to MLS.com.com.
You got to know how much of an influence the Full 90
soccer.com.
Full 90, yeah. What was it? Full 90 Soccer Time? Is that what we ended up?
Full 90 Soccer Time podcast, yeah.
Full 90. I still love that song that we had for that.
Major League Soccer.com.com. I was gonna say we should just throw that on here and just do an episode of Full 90 and just throw it in the Nerd Talk.
Just so you could see the kind of impact that it left on my brain when I just went on my phone to Google like where Brad Smith is at now. I typed in, Brad Smith.
Hi.
Oh, nobody was doing the Golden Clog.
Oh, speaking of which, there's another competitor. It gave me some question. There's another competitor, probably in the Olympics, because that's what it would probably be. And her last name is Leerdam.
And she's from the Netherlands.
I know her.
And she's a white gal with blonde hair. And I'm like,
maybe they're related.
Well, maybe that's my first thing. I didn't stop to think maybe they're married.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, maybe there's more than one Leerdam family, but I was like, if you're married,
maybe
if
it's
you're
a common Dutch last name.
If you're related, that's another thing I thought is Leerdam the Smith of the Netherlands or whatever.
Johnson.
Dick. but like the Golden Clog winner, Kelvin Leerdam.
Hi.
Yeah.
I wonder, we should probably go
back. There
was
only three Dutch people in the whole MLS, and our guy was like, maybe not going to win the Golden Clog for most goals by a Dutch person when there's only three of them, and one of them is a defender. He was a defender.
It was a right back.
But he won!
He did.
Hi.
He has the distinction of being the only Golden Clog winner in the history of MLS, so, yeah. Anyway, that's good.
Let's see.
Should definitely do that show.
I'll check how many Dutch players are in the Major League Soccer right now.
So my problem, you go ahead and do that and I'll speak about this. My problem with Full 90 is that I can't put in the time to, not that we put a ton of time, but I can't put in the time to have a serious pundit podcast about it. It has to be exclusively horse crap. Like there can't be any debate about like, well, maybe they would have won if they did, you know, whatever. Like I don't want.
Do you honestly think that we would do that? We save that for the actual group chat when we're yelling right after the game.
And I tune out on that part, just so you know. Like,
yeah,
I'm like,
I know.
I'm out.
It's historically me and Brandon.
Yeah, I get it. But it always turns out that Brandon and I, like, we would get into the weeds a little bit, and I'd be like, "What are we talking? Like, we don't
know what we're doing."
Yeah, and then we'd make
That's
a joke about
part.
Brad Smith, and it would be like, "This is gold. We are funny. This is great."
congratulations to Osaze, Euroguide. For being the de facto Golden Clog winner of the MLS, for being the only Dutch player in the MLS right now.
Well, but he's got to score a goal.
He scored two in 2025 for FC Dallas.
But that does that count towards this year's standings?
Well,
no, last year. He's last year's champion.
Yeah, he's last year's Golden Clog champion. As far as I can tell, there were no other Dutch players in the league.
So wait, we have an Osaze who's Osaze de Rosario.
He's Canadian.
Who's starting up front. Yeah, but, I mean, his name's Osaze. Is Dutch?
Well, I think.
Obviously.
Is Bird?
Dutch Bird.
I feel like the Dutch were really good seafaring people, and I feel like that got them into some trouble finding new names like Osaze. Like, I don't feel
I like
that's
it.
A. Yeah.
Yeah, Kelvin Leerdam is not. I mean, he's from Suriname.
Basically, yeah.
He's not even
he was
Dutch.
Named after temperature.
Hey, imagine if your first name was Fahrenheit. Hello.
What up, Celsius?
I mean, to be fair, Fahrenheit sounds like it could be a Dutch name or like a German name.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Totally a German.
What if that was your full name? Oh, hello, I'm Farron.
Fahrenheit.
Oh, Fahrenheit. Oh, the tall guy. He's Fahrenheit. Yeah. I see what's going on here. Yeah. Okay. All right, sorry.
What do you think Fahrenheit is? About 6'5".
Guys, what do you think about the fact that for the first time in modern U.S. history, the U.S. could fall into population decline? This podcast is a perfect example of how it's happening.
Because we, none of us are producing above replacement?
Well, I feel like you know a little too much about this. Your language on that was very specific. I
wins
like it.
Above replacement.
So kids above replacement. What's my expected kid?
How many kids would it take to replace them doing what I'm doing?
Well, that's a good question. Question of the week. Who has the highest expected kids?
See, soccer time might need to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many kids would it take to, that makes me think of when we had Kellen Rowe and Brad Evans out there playing against like 50 kids at a halftime thing. Yeah. And Kellen Rowe was like actively warming up to go in for the second half and ended up injuring himself because he was playing a bunch of kids.
He's the Jordan Morris of that year.
Kellen Rowe read this article and said, damn right, way too many kids.
Hi.
Not replacing me, kids. Yeah. We're bringing the population decline down. I'm saving the earth.
Garbage.
So, like, a lot of times I hear people talk about have takes on technology and stuff like this. I always wonder, like, what actually happens if we don't replace the population at a good enough rate? Like, what are the actual consequences of that? I know that the earth probably heals because there's less humans polluting it, or we just pollute more effectively, maybe. But, like, when, you know, Japan is in serious population decline right now, so is Korea, like a lot of the Oceania regions are, and then Europe is not thriving either. And so, like, what happens when you start to lose population? What does that look like for the four of us when there's not enough people to replace our parents and our older family as they die?
Well, it depends on if we... My first thought goes to down the road, there's less people to pay into social services. So we're all going to be old. Not that, if we make it that far, and we won't get as much social security.
Comes down to the billionaires.
Yeah. Yeah. But if we don't have UBI by then, you might need it by then because there will be fewer jobs most likely because of technology and fewer people to pay into social services, fewer people to pay taxes. So taxes will just be higher.
Go ahead.
I've got a tangent that we got to go to real quick. Siege, can you hit me with a breaking news? Do you have one of those? Perfect. I was watching
just the sports set.
wait.
I realized something while watching the Clone Wars today. Darth Vader at death, younger than Gerg is now.
What?
How many Darth Vaders have you lived?
Congratulations.
1.0 something. Nice. That's depressing.
No, it's not. Anyway. Why?
I outlived Darth Vader?
Yeah.
All right.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
He didn't die of old age.
Well, yeah. The whole thing about him was that he was trying to cheat death, and then he didn't do. I've cheated death better than Darth Vader.
You're cheating death too. You got one of those things you sleep with.
Oh, a CPAP.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe he needed one. Or
CPAP into a helmet.
Did he OD on the CPAP?
Run an oxygen line into the helmet.
So, Siege, what happens when we don't replace the population? You were about to have a take, and then
I was gonna start doing the serious thing, like, oh, capitalism. The only reason we need more people is because we got to keep feeding the machine. We got to keep having more workers do more stuff so fewer people can make more money and the stock market can rise up. The reason people get afraid of the population going down.
Imagine if the stock market turned on the billionaires. And was
that
like,
would be
up!
Amazing. If only.
Okay, anyway, but, sorry.
You cut the number of people working, they don't make as much profit. Therefore, the stock goes down and then they get mad. And that's really all that happens.
I think about it like a mid to late season MLS squad that's traveling and they don't have enough guys healthy to bring along. Ugh. And so they bring 18 instead of 20 or however many. You bring 18, you travel with 18. You bring
like
16.
That one time we started like 5 15-year-olds at Austin.
Yeah. And like you just don't have enough players to do that. And
yeah. And one. That's right.
But at some point, like, you run out of substitutes and stuff like that. And at some point, you run out of the ability to keep things running. So if the population declines by a sizable enough amount, there's got to be a generation where the things that we rely on to live aren't taken care of anymore. Like, the people that would do those jobs no longer exist. And then we end up just kind of, like, worse off for a while.
That's where the robots come in. That's why we make the robots for that stuff, not for the stuff we do.
What was the sex robot that we came up with like a few months ago?
The Jurgens bot? Jurgens Klinsmann?
That's the one.
And it's German too, so it'll pee on you.
Oh, good.
It's 4 floors of doors from Dumbledore and German's Jurgen Klinsmann.
There's like that podcast that Wing in It that they did, and like
yeah,
this one's called like Jorkin' It with Jurgen.
Jorkin' It with Jurgens.
Jorkin' It with German Jurgens Klinsmann.
Brought to you by Dumbledore.
Four floors of doors.
Siege, you sent this to me, and we never talked about it, but it is definitely worth mentioning.
Oh, great.
Siege, when you are bored or when you're traveling to, say, Orlando or whatever, like, what do you get excited at? How do you get excited to waste time on your phone?
On my phone?
Yeah, specifically you. Yeah. Oh, I've got a different way of phrasing.
Gay.
This way. Got any big ideas for a bench?
For a what? I'm sorry.
For a bench?
A bench?
Yeah, you were going to make a memorial bench.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So I like to play Pokemon Go, and I want to make a memorial bench to myself just outside my house so I can make a Pokestop and not do anything.
I forgot to talk about this last week when I had you on, but the fact that there was a Pokemon Go stop, a Pokestop on Epstein Island is...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The best Nerd Talk story ever. Not for the people that are the victims. I truly believe that is an awful, awful thing. But that's hilarious that there's a Pokestop. Not a Pokestop, like I just said, because that's hilarious. Okay.
So I'm assuming you guys didn't talk about this then, but I suppose we should raise this question to the listenership of...
of the week.
Would you go to Epstein Island before a Pokestop?
Nope. Question of the week. Who is the sexiest Pokemon?
Ooh. Oh, that's right. We've already discussed that in the group chat.
My problem is I only know the classic Pokemon.
Okay.
So it's like...
Just because they're old doesn't mean they can't be sexy.
Yeah, right?
I was watching a Seahawks clip the other day, and one of the gigantic dudes on the Seahawks was like really into Pokemon. And so, like, what's your starting five Pokemon or whatever? He's like, all right. And he like got into it. And I was like, this guy is not who I expected to be this knowledgeable about Pokemon. I expected him to know how to like murder the defense or whatever his position is or whatever. But he got like deep into some Pokemon. I had heard of literally zero of them. I'm like, I know Pikachu and Squirtle or whatever. Like,
of course you do.
I like Methazard a ton, but like that's another
Brandon's dad.
Yeah. But like, I don't know any Pokemon. I get excited when people say Pokemon instead of Pokemon. So
Pokemans.
Yeah. So I'm not good at this question, Brandon. This is a tough one for me.
You just say one that you know.
Well,
you don't have to have a big data set to have an opinion on the sexiest one that you know.
Okay, then it's obviously the what's the one that looks like a it's like a whack-a-mole comes
Diglett.
Out.
Diglett?
Diglett?
Yeah. It's Diglett.
Oh, if there was ever a time to play that poop sound effect, it's now.
Yeah, right? Diglett looks like it's Gagirth.
Yeah,
Diglett has Gagirth. You would be.
Good call. Yeah, no wonder I think he's so sexy.
I like low punny.
Yeah.
If we're going straight up sexy, low punny.
Okay. So I don't
but
know.
But I also like Gothita.
What's the one that's like just like a purple gas cloud?
is that
Wheezing?
Coughing?
Wheezing or
wheezing?
Coughing?
Yeah.
That's smiling. I can't tell what it is. Here, I'll tell you what. Gas cloud.
So stupid.
Here it is. Here's a list. Someone made, you know, the S tier, A tier, B tier, that, and they put a triple S for some reason. And these are the Pokemon that they put into it.
Ooh.
And I literally don't recognize any of them until you get to, well, there's Methizard. Awesome. If you go to B tier, at the end of B tier, I recognize the last three. That one has got a lot of nipples. Oh, my God. Which one is that?
Ooh, is that a milk tank or something?
See, I've never heard of Gothita before, but...
Is it Latina?
Yes. It's a little tiny Goth.
But now I have. But here's the thing. The fact that we started this conversation with there's a Pokestop on Epstein Island. Gothita.
There was a Gothita nest.
Is
there,
literally Lolita. And the fact that you said Gothita when you could have said what Gothita evolves to, which is Gotharita, which is the adult version of Gothita.
I mean, whatever.
It sounds like what you catch from sleeping with her. Yeah. I got Gotharita.
But
is there
also
a doctor on this island?
But also, here's the thing. Gotharita can get it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, you're not.
Four boobs.
Hell yeah.
You're not wrong about the boobs or about getting it. Okay, yeah. I'm in. I'd like to just apologize on behalf of everyone here that we're not trying to be disrespectful, except for Siege. Everyone but Siege.
Thank you. Do not speak for me. I am here to be disrespectful to the Pokemon community.
That's not the community I was worried about, Siege. That's not the one I was worried about disrespecting. I don't know what any of these Pokemon are, so yeah, I'm going to stick with Diglett.
Diglett is like if you're trying to run to the toilet and like you're almost prairie dogging it. Yeah, you're prairie dogging.
Okay, that's fine. What's the one that looks like a little cat dog?
Which one? Eevee?
Yeah, Eevee. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cute.
Eevee.
But that's just what I would want as a pet.
What about Jinx?
Which one is that?
Jinx. Yeah.
Is that the clown?
Brandon's trying to force Jinx on us because I think he's got a thing for
her. Is that the clown?
You want Cage to dress up as Jinx.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Grimace, but sexy.
With long blonde hair and big boots. Looks
sexy
like my
Grimace.
Ex-wife, except it's blonde.
Wait, what is this?
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Why is this picture
hilarious?
Why is Jinx in blackface in this one?
Why are you looking at
him?
Yeah,
you
what
didn't
is
even
that?
Have to show me that. I knew what he was saying. That was amazing. I want to see what happens if I write, what was it, Sexy Grimace Pokemon? Let's see what this is. Oh, that's not what I thought. Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Send me the link.
Hold on. I'll just send you a quick little screenshot here because this is what...
I'm just going through my Poke inventory to see which one I want to bang. Ooh, Gardevoir.
There we go. Who's that?
That's Gardevoir.
The first one, something, guys, on the poll. Okay, yeah. So it says Grimer is what comes up when I say Grimace.
Ew, Grimer is like a literal toxic waste pile.
Grimer is just lube.
Okay. You know how?
Oh, Snorlax.
Yes, I'd bang Snorlax. Snorlax is comfy. Yeah. That's dad bod to the extreme.
That's more.
Well, you know how there's that old joke.
Daddy,
you know how
bod.
Snake is, or Ekans is just snake backwards, and Arbok is cobra backwards.
I didn't know that, and goddamn it,
Well, the evolution of Grimer is Muck.
Yeah.
And why don't you go take a look at Muck?
Oops, I just cut my pants.
I just mucked myself.
He evolves to Pamuck.
Ooh, wait. Masquerada.
I don't think we should wait. I don't think
Oh, yeah, mascara.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You guys don't name them, like, when you get them? You don't name them into something hilarious?
Oh, I do with some of them. Let me see. Like, what do I got up here?
Yeah, I don't recognize, like,
weird stuff.
Pokemon, like, really jumped the shark when they started being, like, weird. Oh, what's that one?
Well, right now we're in a journey to Kalos, if I even said that right, because I only ever read it, not, like, hear anybody else say it.
I don't know what you're talking about. We exactly. are not doing anything. We've got
birds. There are so many birds happening right now that I'm trying to catch.
We've got grand wizard birds. We've got black-faced yes. birds. It's quite the time for Republican birds. Let me just tell you.
Yeah. That's why the Republicans are so scared, because now they're putting microchips in the brains of pigeons.
They're taking the
call
little...
back home! Way to land the plane!
They're taking the little Elon Musk Neuralinks and putting them on birds.
That was awesome! I'm so pumped about that.
This may have been the nerdiest nerd talk we've ever had.
Ready for some? Ready to ruin it by doing some Guinness time? And it's stretching. This is Guinness Time, a segment on the show where I look up Guinness records and then these guys try to guess. Whoever's closest without going over Price is Right style gets the point and doesn't win anything for being good at this. So, yeah. Just find him.
I just showed Brandon slacking.
Next up just on black. More like.
So I'd like to start Guinness Time today with manatee related.
Great.
What is that? Oh, yeah.
Slacking. He's got a little sideways hat on because he's a bro.
I didn't understand the last part. I don't need an explanation either, just so you know, but I didn't get that. I'm too prude, I think.
It's the reason why Brandon likes Jinx so much.
Max and Jinx are friends.
I wish that was the reason.
Okay, this one's tough because it's, I don't know how to say this right. This one is the oldest known manatee.
Okay. What?
Okay.
Human or actual manatee?
It's an actual manatee. It is, I'm not going to show you because you might end up seeing the, there it is.
Oh, wow. That's,
Romeo, sorry, it's having trouble focusing.
It's like the trophy. Okay. It's like karate trophies all over again.
Well, it's not going to do it, so I'm not going to worry about it. But yeah, it's the oldest known manatee. It lives in an aquarium. It's the Gulfarium, I believe, is what it's called.
Oh wow!
In Okaloosa Island in Florida.
Can we get the average life expectancy of a manatee?
No, it is, I want you to guess, how do you say this? Minimum age for how old it is, okay? So, like, minimum? They don't, it's still alive,
and oh,
they
yeah,
don't,
yeah,
they,
yeah.
Can't, they weren't there when it was born to be like, yep, this is it. So, like, let's get as close as possible to the minimum known age for this. They've been tracking it for long enough now that they know it's old.
Yeah.
But how old is the oldest manatee?
All right.
I believe that Siege won last time. We'll let you go first, bud.
420 years.
Brandon.
37.
And gravy.
I'm going to go Darth Vader's age of death of 45.
Siege. I'm sorry, Siege. I didn't hear what your guess was. Could you repeat that for me, please?
It was 420 years.
No, I don't think that's what you said. What was it again? It's only two digits.
69 years?
At an age of at least 71 years.
Whoa!
Okay, what's the
one time I needed you to say 69?
Well, you know I can't make it seem plausible.
69 honestly does not seem plausible. That does not seem plausible. What is the average life expectancy for a
manatee? Totally seems plausible. Parents live for like 6,000 years.
How many goslings does one manatee live?
Ooh.
Gravy, I'll give you half a point because great guess. The one Darth Vader is incredible. Sorry, never mind. That's minus half a point. My bad,
guys,
Siege.
Manatees typically live 30 to 40 years in the wild, though they are capable of living 60 or more years in captivity. 30 to 40 years. This thing is almost twice as old. Maybe I won't say this, but because of somebody who might listen. But guys, do you think that this manatee has a good quality of life, or do you think it is wishing for death?
Are we talking about the Beatus, or what are we getting at here?
This is Greg's favorite Pokemon, right?
Oh, that is my favorite Pokemon, other than Diglett. Is that Tyrantrum? Is that what his name was?
Tyrantrum, yes.
Okay, I see. He gets a little mad sometimes. That's good. Okay, let's move on. What is the fastest drift the fastest drift by an electric car?
An electric car?
Yeah, fastest drift. It means it was sideways, drifting away by an electric car.
Ooh, man, that's got to be heavy as hell. Are we talking about an S or just like one curve? Sorry, I get nerdy when it comes to like the cars.
No, it's fine. It's just like a huge, 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 huge bit of flat land. And then the person's driving real fast and he throws it into
a sideways drift.
Yeah, and then he's just going across and opens like almost like the salt flats.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So it's not a course. It's just like, let's go.
Oof. God, I want to say 69 miles per hour.
69 miles per hour. Brandon.
112.
112 miles per hour. And Sean Gravy Griffin?
200.
Okay, thank you. At 132.68 miles per hour, Brandon from the internet.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Gothrita is calling, Brandon. That's your prize. You win. That one sucks. I'm not going to do that one because that guy sucks. Loudest whistle.
Fastest drift by a manatee. Loudest whistle by a manatee?
by an electric car.
loudest whistle, female.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Are we talking decibels
female
here?
Female manatee?
We're talking decibels here.
Nice.
We talking decibels here?
We talking decibels here? Because I happen to know a thing or two about those.
Siege.
Loudest whistle by a female. 420 decibels.
Jesus.
All right. Brandon.
I actually know nothing about decibels. 42.
Seems like a lot. Gravy.
It seems like a lot.
135.
God damn it. Well, it's 116.
Whoa, I won!
Brandon gets the square.
So it's like 4-2 me.
It's 4-2 you minus half to Gravy, okay? And finally, we'll just do one more for fun. Most kisses in 30 seconds by a pair.
Ooh, me and Brandon have said this like 100 times.
Unofficially.
with our toes.
That's not how kisses work, but okay.
Some each other's toes.
To be clear, one person is smooching the other person's cheek like that.
Or toes.
Or toes.
Wait, now how much time are we talking?
30 seconds. Siege.
120.
Four kisses per second?
We got this. Wow. We got this. Let's break it.
Brandon?
112.
Weird guess, bro. Okay.
What's with you in 112?
69.
Nice.
First of all, the fact that you went 8 lower than Siege and like locked yourself in with a possibility of 8 possible answers. Incredible strategy.
I already won. I got nothing to lose.
Secondly, Siege, breaking news. This is a double point super bonus. most kisses. Most kisses in 30 seconds by a pair. 146.
Wow.
Oh,
by Joshua Saunders and Jenny Troy of Great Britain.
I was wondering why they wouldn't do it. Like, first of all, I feel like Joshua Saunders was like, hey, we should break this record. what record do you want to break? Well, you got to kiss me a lot very fast.
Kisses?
No, but what's better about it is that he's kissing her.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's just a victim.
Yeah. most kisses by a pair where one person didn't know they were competing for a record.
Yeah, the...
Oh, this is awful. Oh, this is... Oh, no. Oh, no. This is so much worse than I thought.
She hates it. She hates every second of it.
It's so much worse than I thought.
Gross. Ugh. Ew, the music. Turn the music up.
Unlike when Siege and Brandon do it, and it's lips to lips.
Do you think that...
Exactly.
Do you think... Yeah, and that counts for two each time, because I'm kissing him, and he's kissing me. So it's that's two.
We mustache
so we can totally
cheers.
Nail that. Yeah, we mustache cheers. The
Serena.
The thing is you got to feel for, as uncomfortable as we were just watching that guy assault that woman's cheek,
speak
you have to
for yourself.
Feel worse for the Guinness Records adjudicator who had to watch that in slow motion and count every single one.
Wait a second, let's try it again, see if we can break it.
Guarantee you that adjudicator, great vocab, I guarantee you that person makes no money doing that also. They're just there being like, you guys are so weird.
Do you remember like 4 years ago we wanted to sign up to be adjudicators? When
I still want
to
do that.
Hey guys, shout outs to Teacher Brother who just chimed in on Discord with his sexiest Pokemon, Lickitung.
Yeah, Lickitung! Lickitung and Cloyster
like
together
guy?
Make quite a picture.
Lickitung?
Like Lickitung P or something like that?
Oh, the new guy? Like the new guy?
No. He's like a fan. He's like just always in the Twitter.
Oh, Lickit. Yeah.
Lickitung. Oh, yeah. Oh, your brother's right.
Yeah. Hey, I mean,
I want to get Lickitung and
you
want to
put your
together.
Diglett on his Lickitung?
That's how you get good girth. Let's put some muck in there while we're at it.
Oh, no, I've mucked.
P-mucked.
That's the mucks.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I guess Brandon won this week. Technically, it was Siege, but Brandon won, I guess.
Okay.
I can
do that.
That's Guinness time. That.
It's time.
Oh, nope, wrong song.
It's time for America's favorite.
Somehow,
let's make it worse.
Somehow you decided.
Somehow make it worse.
Somehow you found a way to make it worse.
My favorite part is the little John that was in there. That was you going, what? Okay. All right, well, that was... a show, I guess. We now wrap this sucker up. We'll bring in Sean Gravy Gervin to land the... No, Brandon already landed the plane. To Gravy, what did we learn this week?
Well, we learned Siege is on a train right now. You guys are dying. It's so good. You're on a train right now to go to Dumbledore. Doors and get that This Week in Taco Bell sign.
Yeah.
And then somehow Gerg has seen through all the 6 foot bong smoke and seen 4 out of 4 movies today.
That's incredible. Thank
that,
you. For,
whoa, man. That has just been.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's amazing.
That's a record.
That should be
put that on Guinness
the
time.
The century. Yeah. The century. What is it? Century. Fox. Spotlight. What's the?
I know what you're saying.
That should be the sound effect.
20th century Fox.
Yeah.
I want to say Century 21 Fox.
That's way better.
The Realtors Movie Company.
When Greg has heard a film, that should be the sound effect.
Okay, I'll get working on that.
Well, we also learned that Brandon has to teach his kids now about birds and blackface.
The birds and the bees. It's the birds and the blackface.
The birds and the blackface.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!